So anybody that's been with us in this group before knows that we like volunteers. We like young brothers that will help us with these readings. We always say at the beginning, this is not our reading, this is your reading. And so questions are welcomed. Clearness, say it over again. I don't understand, Brother Chuck, Brother John, Brother Tony. I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me. This is what we want to hear. I say that because of the immense importance of the book of Romans to a believer. We were just saying as we were talking together, you know, somebody that's not established in Romans cannot go to Colossae, cannot go to Philippi, cannot go to Thessalonica, cannot go to Corinth. We must be established in the truth of the book of Romans. And that's what we're praying for this week. So I would ask who would like to volunteer to read some portions. Our brother Emil is going to give us an introduction in a moment, but we're going to have you read publicly from Romans chapter 3, verse 9 through verse 29.
Romans 3, starting at verse 9 until verse 29. What then? Are we better? No, in no wise, for we have before charged both Jews and Greeks with being all under sin. According as it is written, there is not a righteous man, not even one. There is not the man that understands, there is not one that seeks after God. All have gone out of the way, they have together become unprofitable. There is not one that practices goodness, there is not so much as one. Their throat is an open sepulcher, with their tongues they have used deceit, asps, poison is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, swift their feet to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their ways, and way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the things the law says, it speaks to those under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world be under judgment to God. Wherefore, by works of law, no flesh shall be justified before him. For by law is knowledge of sin. But now, without law, righteousness of God is manifested, borne witnesses to by the law and prophets, righteousness of God by faith of Jesus Christ towards all, and upon all those who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth a mercy seat through faith in his blood, for the shewing forth of his righteousness in respect of the passing by the sins that had taken place before through the forbearance of God, for the shewing forth of his righteousness in the present time, so that he should be just and justify him that is of the faith of Jesus. Where then is boasting? It has been excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by law of faith, for we reckon that a man is justified by faith without works of law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not of the nations also?